Peter, Sam, and the refreshment lady. As Sir Handel was shut up, Peter Sam had to run the line. He was excited, and the fireman found it hard to get him ready. "Sober up, can't you?" he growled. "Anybody would think," said Sir Handel rudely, "that he wanted to work." "All respectable engines do," said Scarlouis firmly. "I wish I could work myself." "Keep calm, Peter Sam. Don't get excited, and you'll do very well." But Peter Sam was in such a state that he couldn't listen. When his driver came, Peter Sam ran along to fetch the coaches. "Peep, peep, peep, peep. Come along, girls," he whistled, and although he was so excited, he remembered to be careful. "That's the way, my dears. Gently does it." "What did he say?" asked Jemima, who was deaf. "He said, 'Come along, girls,' and he called us his dears," simpered the other coaches. "Really, one does not know what to think. Such a handsome young engine too. So nice and well-mannered." And they tittered happily together as they followed Peter Sam. Peter Sam fussed into the station to find Henry already there. "This won't do, youngster," said Henry. "I can't be kept waiting. If you are late tonight, I'll go off and leave your passengers behind." "Pooh," said Peter Sam. But secretly, he was a little worried. But he couldn't feel worried for long. "What fun it all is," he thought as he ran around his train. He let off steam happily while he waited for the guard to blow his whistle and wave his green flag. Peter Sam puffed happily away, singing a little song. "I'm Peter Sam, I'm running this line. I'm Peter Sam, I'm running this line." The people waved as he passed the farms and cottages, and he gave a loud whistle at school. The children all ran to see him puffing by. Agnes, Ruth, Jemima, Lucy and Beatrice enjoyed themselves too. "He's cocky, trock, trock, but he's nice, trock, trock. He's cocky, trock, trock, but he's nice, trock, trock," they sang as they trundled along, though growing very fond of Peter Sam. Every afternoon they had to wait an hour at the station by the lake. The driver, fireman and the guard usually bought something from the refreshment lady and went and sat in Beatrice. The refreshment lady always came home on this train. Time passed slowly for Peter Sam. At last his driver and fireman came. "Peep, peep, hurry up please," he whistled to the passengers as they came strolling back to the station. Peter Sam was sizzling with impatience. "How awful," he thought, "if we miss Henry's train." The last passengers arrived, and the guard was ready with his flag and whistle. The refreshment lady walked across the platform. Then it happened. The guard says that Peter Sam was too impatient. Peter Sam says he was sure he heard a whistle. Anyway, he started. "Come, come, quickly, come quickly," he puffed. "Stop, stop, stop," wailed the coaches. "You've left her behind. You've left her behind." The guard whistled and waved his red flag. The driver, looking back, saw the refreshment lady shouting and after running off the train. "Bother," groaned Peter Sam as he stopped. "We'll miss Henry now." The refreshment lady climbed into Beatrice and they started again. "We're sure to be late, we're sure to be late," panted Peter Sam frantically. His driver had to keep checking him. "Steady, old boy, steady." "Peep, peep," Peter Sam whistled at the stations. "Hurry, please hurry," as they reached the big station just as Henry steamed in. "Hurrah," said Peter Sam. "We've caught him after all." And he let off steam with relief. Whoosh. "Not bad, youngster," said Henry loftily. The refreshment lady shook her fist at Peter Sam. "What do you mean by leaving me behind?" she demanded. "I'm sorry, refreshment lady, but I was worried about our passengers." And he told her what Henry had said. The refreshment lady laughed. "You silly engine," she said. "Henry wouldn't dare go. He's got to wait. It's a guaranteed connection." "Well, well, where's that Henry?" said Peter Sam. Peter Sam was too late that time, for Henry had chortled away.